Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N. Dated for 2-6-2028, or 2026, sorry. Today is 2-6-2026. Patient's date of birth is This is a this patient is being seen today for face-to-face evaluation, which will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is in his fourth benefit period, extended from 12/27/25 to 2/24/26 period. Original is a 66-year-old gentleman who's on hospice with history of chronic systolic congestive heart failure, essential hypertension, atrial fibrillation, and cardiomyopathy with low EF, period. Patient continues to lose weight. His MAC is at 28 centimeters. He's lost at least 5 pounds, period. He has a PPS score of 40%, period. He's single, well, 50%. He lives with his sister. He has a nebulizer that he uses all 4 times a day at least, and has oxygen available to him. He doesn't use his oxygen on a regular basis. His O2 sat today was at 92% with a pulse of 99. O2 sat blood pressure 120/89. Period. He's alert. He has bouts of confusion. He has definite bladder incontinence and occasional bowel incontinence. Period. He has HEOPS requires with ADL. 4 out of 6, period. His continues to be quite weak and debilitated, period. He has 2+ edema in the lower extremity, has progressive weakness in his legs, difficulty with ambulation, difficulty with doing tasks, period. Short of breath at all times, worse with activity, still refusing to wear oxygen most of the time, period. Overall prognosis for Mr. Richardson remains poor. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. And the paragraph, his other comorbidities includes history of CVA, diabetes, hypertension, decreased appetite, BPH, and chronic edema. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.